with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him a great millstone or put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into a life maimed and with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life crippled and with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eyes cause you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. How about our Dodgers? National League West champs. So you got to pray that they keep winning, because the more they win, the happier I am, which means your homilies will be shorter, okay? 8 years ago, I was asked by the Archdiocese to attend a conference in Boston. The conference was about Catholic education, particularly our Latino community, and they asked me to go since I am Latino, and it was a really good conference, and I connected with some really good priests who we become friends over the last 8 years, and every year we tried to visit each other. Of course, everybody wanted to come to LA, so year one, they came out to visit me. But last week, I flew into Chicago, and we had a little reunion on the campus of the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. And I had never been to the University of Notre Dame, and I was just there literally 8 hours. It's a beautiful campus, is it not? For those of you, sorry, USC people, yes, I am talking about Notre Dame right now, okay? But it was a beautiful campus, and we got to celebrate Mass there and to walk around the beautiful lake, and it was a really, really good experience. And I thought, I'm probably never going to be back. So, of course, I went into the bookstore, and I bought three items. And I flew out early Tuesday, and I transferred to Las Vegas, and as a priest, I never liked to be in the Las Vegas airport. You know, I'm afraid you guys are going to see me and think, what's Father doing here? And so I got on transfer, a miracle happened, both flights were on time, so I got on my, Southwest, a flight, Southwest, no pre-assigned seating, so you want to be in the first group. So I go in, wearing a Notre Dame sweatshirt, I sit down in my row, and before I could even look to see who I was sitting next to, somebody said, "How could a priest of LA be wearing a Notre Dame sweatshirt?" And I looked, and I recognized this man. He was one of the volunteers that I used to work with at the cathedral here in L.A. And of course, we laughed. I knew he was a USC grad, and it was actually good to see him. And, it's a 40-minute flight, right, Vegas to Burbank. And that always puts a smile on my face, because no matter who you root for, you're proud of that, are you not? And I've said this before, but the biggest team that we should be proud of and root for is the Catholic Church, my friends. That is our greatest title, to be a disciple of Jesus, to be a follower of Christ. And what Jesus wants for us, and he makes it very clear in the gospel, he wants unity amongst us. He does not want us to sit around all day to point out our differences, to point out faults in people. What Jesus is asking us for is unity,
And even though I had a Notre Dame sweatshirt on, he had a USC sweatshirt on, as I reminded him, I went to a community college in Cal State Long Beach, so I could care less, right? But we had this unity that was far greater than what school anybody went to. That unity was, we were disciples of Jesus. And I'm going to remind you of this time and time again until that first Tuesday in November. You know what's happening then. I'm not going to mention it, okay? Because there's a lot of division right now. There's a lot of unity. And that's a division going on, excuse me. But what Jesus wants for us is unity. So how could we unite as disciples of Christ? First of all, God is asking us to show kindness and charity. So we see other people doing good works. We shouldn't be threatened by that. We should celebrate that. If somebody is feeding the homeless, but they look differently than you, or they vote differently than you, amen, they're doing a good work. So we are not enemies of each other. Understood? But if I were to go on your social media right now, I'd be wondering, are you posting more stuff about that first Tuesday in November, or are you posting more stuff about your Catholic faith? Don't make me Instagram stalk you, okay? That's what Satan wants us to do, to be divided right now. And Jesus is telling us, show you're a disciple of Christ by being kind, by showing mercy, by being charitable. Secondly, the love of God frees us from envy and jealousy. We spend a lot of time focused on what we don't have and what other people have, and we compare ourselves. Jealousy is not from God. Jealousy is from Satan. What God wants for us is to celebrate each other's blessings and to thank God when something good happens to somebody else, to not tear them down, but to build them up. So I, as a Dodger fan, have to be happy if they lose, but that never does happen, right? But how often do we tear each other up in our families, right? Jesus is saying, don't be jealous, but be grateful for what you have. Avoid evil in the near occasion of sin. You know, we are so blessed to be Catholic because we have the beautiful sacrament of confession. And every single time we come to confession, we're put right back on track. It's like Jesus, that spiritual GPS, saying, okay, these sins are gone. I'm going to put you on back in that track to heaven. So when people encounter us, they should encounter a good disciple of Jesus. When somebody leaves you, God willing, they're a better person. When somebody leaves you, they should not have caused, you should not have caused them to sin. So what is our gospel telling us? If something's causing you to sin, get rid of it. So as Catholics, we need to go to confession. We should not be coming to Sunday Mass week after week if we haven't gone to confession and received communion. Go to confession. My head will not explode, I promise you. You're not going to tell me something I haven't heard before. It's such a beautiful sacrament. So be not afraid to go. So my dear friends, we're going to have many titles in our life. Where we went to school, who we root for, what political party we were part of. But at the end of the day, none of that matters if we're not living out our faith. So Jesus made it very clear. He wants us to be united. He does not want division. But how are you and I contributing to division in our lives? How are we making people who think differently than us the instant enemy? How are we dealing with jealousy? I'm so blessed to be a priest because every day I get to remind you how good you are. And every single one of you is good because you're created in the image and likeness of God. And right now we've begun this period in the church called Respect Life. And from that moment of conception to a natural death, every single one of your lives has meaning and purpose. And it's up to us to use that gift of life to make the world a better place. So if a Trojan and a priest wearing a Notre Dame sweatshirt can get along on a flight, we could all get along. So who have you been pointing out as the enemy lately? Who are you really struggling to love? Who are you posting about on social media instead of picking up the rosary or going to confession? Who are you talking about? So in other words, who do you need to love more? And if you're known for your love and compassion, how pleased Jesus will be with you. So who is it that Jesus is asking you to love more? Let's reflect upon that right now. And how can you bring unity to your family and to those around you?